Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we have a video that is going to probably shock the Democrats because Democrats are thinking they have black women on lock. They thinking they're going to just lock all their boats down for the Democrat Party. They know they're already struggling with black men. And I told you here on this podcast that eventually black women going to start saying that how they're going to not vote for Democrat. Either they're going to take the couch or they're possibly going to vote for Trump. Now, you got this one black woman that recently been filmed saying how she wants to support Trump. And we're going to play the clip and we'll get into why possibly she's doing this for sure with some video out of New York. So let's go ahead and roll this.
I think you stand with Trump.
I'm not stupid.
I could tell the minute I saw you, your eyes lit up when you saw the Trump flags. As I told her, you know why you stand with Trump? Because beautiful people stand with Trump.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
How's your drink? It's really good. It's a mocktail.
It's delicious.
So what was your answer? Why do you stand with Trump?
I stand with Trump because he's basically representing us, and everything that they're doing to him is what they can do to us.
Yeah.
And the system is broken, and, you know, he's fighting for us, you know? So I like his policies. I like how he says it like it is. And, you know, and Biden got to go. He's sick of him.
And what would you say to a black person that says that you're not black because you're voting for Trump?
Well, then I guess I identify as a white man. I don't know. I don't care what anybody has to say. I'm a mother. I care about the future of my child, and I care about policies over, you know, rhetoric.
Now, the reason why I played this particular video is not so much of what she's saying about Trump standing with, you know, the people, or he's dealing with some things that we have dealt with. That's not really the case for me. But the case is you're starting to see black women out here saying, you know what, maybe I'm probably, if I'm going to vote, I'll probably vote for Trump. Let me tell you one reason why, before I get to a great reason why a lot of black people have said, nah, I'm kind of tired of this dude. There's people saying, you know, when they have this gender warring, and we're going to just go there just for a second. They try to say, well, black women are doing better financially than black men, right? But statistically proven on average is no. But let's go with they are black women that's doing well financially. Those black women do not benefit from the economic policies of Joe Biden once they get out of being impoverished. There are black women who are business owners. There are black women who are, you know, attorneys for law firms, black women who are doctors, black women who are nurse practitioners, you know, black women who are doing a lot of different, you know, things out here, and black women are making money. Joe Biden's policies will take those black women's money away. In order to benefit from Joe Biden's policies, you have to be in abject poverty to get those particular programs like your Section 8 and food stamps and all of that, right? You can't work a decent job or a business and benefit from Joe Biden, because he says that he wants to put the IRS on everybody that makes $400,000 or up to $1 million, which is small business, which hurts a lot of black women out here. Now, this is also the question that we got to ask. Years ago, let's go way back to 2020. There were so many black people, men and women, not just men, men and women couldn't stand Donald Trump with a passion, hated his guts. And a lot of that was media propaganda too, but hated his guts and wouldn't dare be talking about voting for no Trump. Now you got black people talking about Trump now. The Democrats cratered their support so bad. That's what y'all not understanding. Like, how do you crater your support so bad that now the people that couldn't stand Donald Trump now talking about voting for him? You wouldn't have hardly nobody talking about no doggone Donald Trump. But let me tell you, let me show you real quick why a lot of people is talking about Trump now. Let me go ahead and roll this.
Harlem residents went looking for answers Thursday night about a once luxury building on Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard. The development has sat empty for the past decade until this week when neighbors noticed boxes of bunk beds being loaded in.
We were trying to find out what was going on, and we weren't getting any answers to our question.
They learned City Hall was planning to turn the building into temporary housing for asylum seekers.
No, I don't agree with it turned into a sanctuary for asylum seekers. No, when we have people right here that need the space.
While neighbors were gathering to share their concerns, Mayor Eric Adams dropped in to answer questions.
You are the mayor. We do not want to hear excuses.
But the mayor announced a change of course.
I told the team, find out what's going on here. We're not moving folks into a brand new building when you have long-term needs into a community. That's not going to happen.
The luxury building will instead be a shelter for long-term New York City families.
You will not have migrants and asylum seekers in that property.
That right there is why a lot of black women are starting to say, you know what? I'm kind of getting sick of these Democrats. They have set up here and put these people in our neighborhood. And the only reason they didn't do this is because they were caught. They were caught red-handed. And you've seen a lot of black women in that news piece speaking about the migrants coming to their neighborhood. So you have in black women that are dealing with these issues just as much as black men are dealing with these issues in New York, in Chicago, in Boston, in Denver, to just to name a few. And they are so angry and they're so sick and tired of Democrats because they have realized this is a Democrats' policy. They don't care what black men and women think. They don't care about us at all. They just think we're going to come out there and vote for them regardless. They can give all the resources that we have been fighting for forever to foreign nationals. The Democrat Party is the party of foreign nationals. It's not the party of American people whatsoever. And this, and the American people I'm talking about especially, is the black man and woman who built America. You didn't build this country and trying to get your just due. You have fought for everything that you have right now. The life I'm living right now is because of what my black American ancestors have fought for. And then we supposed to sit by as black Americans and watch these Democrats give all our, just take from our back pocket and give it to foreign nationals who didn't build anything in this country, who didn't fight for this country, who didn't endure chattel slavery like we have endured chattel slavery. We endured the Jim Crow. We endured all the mass incarceration. We endured a crack epidemic. We endured all these different things that we have endured in America. And then now, when we're trying to get to a good point to say, hey, it's time for us to start getting reparations, the Democrats say no, were they racist selves, because the Democrats are racist. Yes, they are. But they're so quick to point at racist as Republicans, and they do have some racist Republicans, though, yes, they do. But the Democrats are supposed to be our friend, but they are against reparations. They don't want to pay reparations, but yet they say vote for them. Well, how you going to get reparations unless you vote for the Democrats? No, we're not going to get reparations voting for Democrats at this point. We're not. Because if they wanted to give reparations, they could have gave it a long time ago. The Democrats do not want to see black Americans made whole. They don't. Now, you say what you want to say about Trump. You may not like some things about him, but I know good and well Trump would be putting migrants in those people's neighborhood in New York. I know Trump wouldn't be dropping migrants all over the place in the South Side and the West Side of Chicago. I know better than that. Black Americans are seeing, say, hey, wait a minute, man, enough is enough. This is enough. This migrant situation has got a lot of black Americans upset. This migrant situation has got a lot of black Americans saying, either I'm going to choose the couch, or I'm probably going to go out there and vote for Trump, because this is enough is enough. We just know Biden got to get out. He got to go. We just covered yesterday how they can still fly 30,000 people in this country per month, a program that Biden has, and they say he's been using it in an unprecedented fashion. Where do you think these 30,000 people are going to go? They're going to go to a city near you, especially all you sanctuary cities. They're coming to you because your policy says that they can come and they are not going to be deported and they're going to be out there. Listen, you got people in Chicago right now complaining about the migrants, how they're all over the corners trying to sell candy, sell this, sell that to make money. I seen it last time I went to Chicago. I easily spotted them out. Me and my wife saw them. They're out on the streets trying to sell different things to get money. So you can put the migrants in a bad situation because Biden want to flood the zone with them. I mean, come on, you flooding the zone. Yeah, you giving them things, but it's not enough. And then you take it in the little bit that you have gave them it hasn't went anywhere. Because this is the thing. When you give somebody something, just give it to them, it's never going to be enough. But when you give somebody a way to make their own money, then that's how it's going to be enough. You understand? But when you're doing all of that, you're going to have American citizens upset because, hey, wait a minute, where's our money? You know, you got places like Maine that's about to give them 2 years free rent. And people in Maine will say, hey, hold on. Where's my 2 years free rent? I need that. You know what I'm saying? Like Brandon Johnson giving them $9,000, you know, in rental costs. And then after they run the money out, they still get kicked out. But what about the citizens in Chicago? Where's their $9,000? You got all this unlimited funds for the migrants. You got all this unlimited funds for Ukraine and giving this money to Israel with that situation over there. You got all this money just flowing it everywhere. But you can't get the homeless off the street. You can't feed people. You can't give black Americans reparations in the form of cash payments. You can't do any of that, Democrats. But you sit up here and you have lied for a long time. You're liars. Every 4 years you come around black people trying to go in churches, hug people, whatever. And I'm so glad the younger generation are waking up to you. Certain conversations even starting to happen with the younger generation. Conversations that people have been shamed to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Even within our own community, I'm so glad so much conversation is happening now, because we can't progress as a community until we deal with certain issues that have been holding us back as a community. Because I'm all for the empowerment of Black America. I'm all for economic empowerment, cultural empowerment. I'm all for that. We need that. Educational empowerment of Black America. I'm all for seeing marriages happen, children being born. Because call it what it is. We got to get some families back together again in Black America. And we need to get back to having a bunch of children. Because you know what? All the migrants coming over here, they're going to be having babies like this. I'm telling you. They didn't got here, they're going to be dropping babies. They'll have two or three or four of them on you. And they're going to be legal citizens of this country. And then it's going to be hard to remove them then, because they usually don't do that. They usually don't throw a parent out and they got a child here that's an American citizen. That's their anchor baby, that they say anchor baby, that anchors them to America, so they're not really going to throw them out like that. So they are quick to go start having some children. Are they going to, you know, and I'm going to say some of them, definitely to some of you men out there, some of them migrant women going to start hollering at you. It's coming. They're going to try to start hollering at some of y'all to marry them. And they're going to be, trust me, it's a lot of things they're going to start doing to try to stay here. I'm telling you, because they know with Trump, if he gets elected, they know they're going to look at it like a doomsday clock. So they're going to be trying everything they can to stay. So be ready, fellas. You're going to see the migrant women trying to holler. But more and more black women are starting to say, hey, I'm cool on the Democrats at this point. I'm cool. You know, someone I will be interviewing and not possibly, you know, getting this set up where this woman's a Democrat, stood up for actually children in the state of Texas. And the Democrats turned against her because she stood up for children, which I told you the Democrats are very wicked and degenerate. This agenda they have against children, which is totally wrong. And, you know, so I'm waiting to, you know, get that set up and that y'all see that when it happens. But I can't side with no party that has a wicked agenda against children. I'm a father. I'm an uncle. I'm a grandfather. You understand? On top of being a husband. And I wouldn't dare, you know, want to see or support parties that has a wicked agenda against my grandchild or against my small children. Well, small child, because the rest of mine are grown. But still, what about your children who are small? We can't support nobody got this wicked and degenerate anti-God agenda against children. No. That's why a lot of people say, nah, man, they done. They're going too far, bro. They're going way too far. So Of course, you know, the Democrat shields is probably going to be mad and try to pounce on the video or she's this and that. Oh, she just supports Trump. Ah. She cares about her children. Notice she said her children. Not so much her, but her children. That's what it is. It's your children. It's you won't have a country. You put Biden back in it. And a lot of people have started to realize that. Listen, you won't have a country. You put a bunch of Democrats in there. Democrats are more dedicated to foreign nationals than the American people. And they have shown this in their voting. They have shown this. They've showed this with their allegiance. They've shown this. Whether in Chicago with Brandon Johnson, striking down the voters from making a decision if they want Chicago to be a sanctuary city or not. That's supposed to be the tenet of democracy, is that everyone has a voice to vote. If they vote for sanctuary, okay, what could I say? I'm quiet at that point. But they know the people don't want their city to be a sanctuary city anymore. They know this. And this is why Brandon Johnson struck it down for the citizens to have a vote. See, right then and there, people should have been outraged. How dare you, Brandon Johnson in Chicago, take away democracy from the residents of Chicago? But the Democrats, I told you, they don't believe in democracy. They only believe in democracy when they get it on their side. But when they realize they're going to lose something, they're willing to be authoritarian. They're willing to do something funny style. They're willing to shuffle things. They're willing to do so many different things to hold on to power. And more American people are seeing this every single day. They're seeing this, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why a lot of, you know, people, black men and black women, starting to say, yeah, nah, I'm cool on the Democrats. I'm way cool. Either they're going to choose the couch, and some people will. Or some people say, nah, I'm going to go vote for Trump because his policy is going to benefit me a lot more than just, you know, because I want to make sure to stick it to the Democrats. Because some people really want to stick it to the Democrats, big time. And right on if you do. But even if you choose the couch, you're still sticking it to the Democrats because they need you to come out there and vote for them. That's why they're getting all mad right now. Listen, all that insulting and trying to shame and talk down on black Americans, that's not going to work. That's not working anymore. That's played out. You can't shame us no more. That's done. You can't pull a Tiffany Henyard and tell us we black. You know what I'm saying? No, you can't pull that. I mean, black people are waking up to this mess with the Democrats, and I'm glad to see it happen. I'm glad our people starting having conversations within black America that we've been needing to have. I'm so glad about that. That's why I always try to have some hope for my community, my ethnic group, black America, because I know we're not done as of yet. We got a great future ahead, and we are the people that's going to make the change in black America. We are those people. It's not going to be dictated by the Shady Pines generation. It's going to be dictated by, you know, the people that's right now where they got a problem with, the people in Gen X, the people that are millennials, the people that are Gen Z. Those are the three generations going to change America. And that's why the Shady Pines people are fighting it so hard.